Nolte, FBI investigating three children's hospitals for child mutilation. By John Nolte on June 25, 2025. The FBI is investigating three children's hospitals for allegedly performing illegal female genital mutilations, which are outlawed by federal law. The overall plan here is that the federal government wants to put a stop to hospitals profiting from irreversible mutilation surgeries performed on children in the Orwellian name of gender-affirming care. Boston's Children's Hospital, Children's Hospital Colorado, and Children's Hospital Los Angeles are the FBI's current targets. These hospitals, for Fox News, have been among some of the foremost providers of sex change procedures for minors in America over the last several years. These mutilating sex change procedures cause irreversible damage to children, who are nowhere near mature enough to make such a drastic decision, especially when there is no way to go back to normal. Just days after taking office, President Donald Trump issued an executive order directing all federal agencies to work toward terminating the ability for children under 18 to receive irreversible medical interventions as a treatment for gender dysphoria, adds the Fox News report. Part of that effort included Attorney General Bondi issuing a memorandum several weeks later, directing Justice Department personnel to enforce 18 U.S.C. Section 116, which is a federal statute that makes female genital mutilation against the law. "I am putting medical practitioners, hospitals, and clinics on notice. In the United States, it is a felony to perform, attempt to perform, or conspire to perform female genital mutilation, FGM, on any person under the age of 18, Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote in a memo. She added that this crime could put the guilty party in prison for up to 10 years. Per Fox, Bondi launched a coalition against child mutilation in the Justice Department to partner with state attorneys general to build cases against hospitals and practitioners violating federal or state laws banning female genital mutilation. There's no secret behind why the medical community would eagerly engage in these monstrous procedures. It's not hard to imagine they see the benefits as both political and financial. The financial benefit comes from the vast piles of money made from the various surgeries, chemical treatments, and therapies, hormones, puberty blockers. Cashing in this way on a mentally ill adult is evil enough. Doing it to a confused child is something beyond monstrous. You must be some sort of sociopath to do this to a child. Political benefits derive from locking a child forever into the LGBT label, ensuring this child will always be neurotic and despondent, thus basically locking in a vote for the Democrat Party and a recruit into the LGBT world. This is the stuff of Joseph Mengele and it must stop. There should be some liability for the parents who agree to this, as well." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.